Good morning, everybody. Good morning on this Monday morning. I hope everybody had a wonderful weekend. I tell you what, if we didn't have storms last night like something fierce, we had a tornado in the next town coming right to us last night. We was outside praying, protection over the farm and everything, lightning, you know, the big thunder sounds and the heavy rains and stuff like that. But God protected us. It stormed all night long. Hold on just a moment. But it stormed all night, but praise God we made. I'm here in the office. It looks like we still have storms. But praise God for right now, we don't. Glory, glory, hallelujah. So I pray everybody's doing good. Now listen, tomorrow we start our 3-day fast. We have a lot of people signing up for it because a lot of people know that we need this right now. We need to be in position for what's coming because everything right before our eyes is taking place, biblical, you know. Biblical proportions right in front of our eyes. So it's nothing to play around with, plus the deception and everything else and the lies and the deception. We just need to draw closer to the Lord right now, which is where my scripture that I'm going to give you this morning is going. So let me do something real quick and silence my phones. I have one office phone and one personal phone. There we go. All right. So I pray everybody's doing well. We made it through the weekend. Tomorrow's April 1st. I can't believe it. I mean, the way time is flying. But the Lord is good and His mercy endures forever. Amen. So let's just go ahead and get started. If y'all would turn in your Bibles to Isaiah 43. Isaiah 43, we're working with the King James Version. And I just want to say that our sermon yesterday from Pastor is just, it's just phenomenal. That how God is using him is so amazing. It's really, truly an honor for me to be a part of his life and to see. You know, I wrote the bride a letter last night, a heartfelt letter, in the newsletter. So if y'all would check your emails for your newsletter. I haven't written you guys a letter in a long time, but I did last night. And I'm working with our website company, which is Tidely, to ask them why it only says info. I have done everything they've asked to try to get that changed. So hopefully I'll be able to get that changed this week. And things should be a lot better and a lot faster and a lot more efficient, you know, once I get that internet installed this morning. I'm so excited. I've waited 6 months for this. So I'm very excited about that. And just yesterday's sermon was just, he gets better every Sunday. I mean, he's. That we're talking about, you know, now that we'll have better internet, about going live, you know, for YouTube, for church. But the problem is we just don't know what we'll do with him. You know, if y'all got any ideas, let me know, because the way we have it set up right now works perfect for him. We have him in the house and we have me out here in the office, and then he has his desk. Where he has all his books laid out. Because, you know, Dennis, he is old-fashioned. You know, like even with meetings, when people want meetings with him, he wants to talk to him and see him. You know, he doesn't like fake stuff. But anyway, so he has all his books out. And so how we would do that with two cameras, I don't know. I've got to figure that out, or how we're going to continue church, because we've asked, you know, people have asked us to open it back up to YouTube. to where more people can be involved. So I don't know. That 6 months did fly by. Amen. So y'all just let me know what you think about that. Should we just keep it this way and upload it, or should we, you know, figure out a way to be live to where we could, you know, have more people involved? I don't know. We'll just pray about it. Okay, so let's turn to Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah 43. Lord, we thank you so much for your word this morning. And we thank you, Lord, that we are your people and that you love us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your plan for our lives and for your will in the earth. Lord, we recognize the epic timetable that we're in and that you chose us to live here. That this is not an accident. You are a very intentional God with intentional purposes. So we, as your people, as your servants, as your bride, as your sons and daughters, you know, we want to fulfill the mandate you have for us. So this morning, as we delve in your word, we pray you speak to us. Let your word permeate our hearts. Let it come alive in our hearts. Fill us with your expectancy breeding. You know, the expectancy is the breeding ground for miracles. We want to see your miracles. We want to see your glory. So, Lord, this morning, as we delve into Isaiah chapter 43, bring it to life in our heart and let our tree grow even stronger through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so we're in Isaiah chapter 43. Now, I want to tell you this before we get started there. This morning, I was looking at Brock's book. Oh, my goodness. If we have time after we finish Isaiah 43, I'd like to read you a little bit of what he said about God. He has a chapter in here. I'm asking him if he'll let me open this book back up to sell it. Hopefully he will, because this book is worth more than gold. Let me go back to this chapter here. Wow, he has a whole chapter on the heavenly Jerusalem. Boy, that'd be cool. In other words, you know, remember Jesus took him to heaven and walked him around and showed him everywhere. Okay, here it is. The Father's Glory, chapter 4. If I get a chance, I'd like to read y'all some of that this morning. It's like, it'll blow you away. I mean, we just can't even imagine what it's like being around God up in heaven, you know. Yes, Pastor D is really, he's growing. And he takes his job as pastor very seriously. And he loves getting feedback from you guys, you know. So if y'all would just, he loves cards. That is something, I guess, his mom, you know, who's 93 now, has done ever since he was little, sending cards to people. So if y'all could send him a card and let him know how much you'd appreciate it, he loves that stuff. Especially if you put a piece of chocolate in there. All right, let's get started. Isaiah 43. But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. For I have redeemed thee. I have called you by name. You are mine. Isn't that beautiful? Because we have to put ourselves in that place. This is God talking to us this morning for such a time as this. He has created you, called you by name, and you are his. When you pass through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since you was precious in my sight, you have been honorable, and I have loved you. Therefore will I give men for you, and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your seed from the east and gather them from the west. Everybody lift your hands. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive this, Lord, that you love me, that you have not left me, that you love my children, and you will bring my children back to me, Lord, from the east and from the west. And we choose today, Lord, to not fear, in Jesus' name. Amen. I will say to the north, give it up, and to the south, keep it not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled, who among them can declare this, and show us former things. Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is truth. You are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant, whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. Even I am your Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved. I have showed when there is no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, says the Lord. I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. For your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles and Chaldeans, whose cries in the ships, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which makes a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, which brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. Man, does that remind you of my dream? Bring it forth, Lord. Bring that army forth. Yes, Lord. They shall lie down together. They shall not rise. They are extinct. They are quenched as tow. Remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Everybody lift your hands. Lord, we thank you for our past, for all the things that you have done, Lord. We treasure all of the goodness you have been to us, Lord. But this morning, you are reminding us that you're not done with us yet. And that we have a new day coming. A day we can look forward to. And we're excited, Lord, to see your new thing. Because we're not giving up. You haven't given up. In Jesus' name, amen. We talking to that old devil this morning, ain't we? Telling that devil, we ain't giving up, you old devil. I see you standing there at the door telling us that we ought to give up and throw in the towel. We are casting you out, you old devil. All right, let's continue here. Go back to verse 18. Remember you not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now, I think it's really beautiful where it says here, now it shall spring forth, because we just entered into spring. So the birthing of new things. Amen. New growth. I see our goats out there just loving all the greenery that's coming back. Boy, they're just tearing it up. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field shall honor me, the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people. Who? This last little part right here says my chosen. If you're his chosen, lift your hand right now. Bam. We are the chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob, but thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of my burnt offerings, neither have you honored me with your sacrifices. I have not caused thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast brought me no sweet came with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of your sacrifices. In other words, we ain't been spending time with him like we should, is what he's saying. But thou hast made me to serve with your sins. Thou hast wearied me with your iniquities. I, even I, am he that blotted out your transgressions for my own sake, and will not remember your sins. Please don't forgive me. That's what he's saying right here. Put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that you may be justified. So if that's you and you haven't been spending time with the Lord, let's lift our hands on this one. Say, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Lord, who is my best friend, to forgive me for not spending time with you like I should. I hear your cry to me this morning to come back to you and spend time with you, to put you in our remembrance, to plead together. Please forgive me, Lord, and restore my joy to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I just want to say to you guys, all of us can get busy. All of us can get distracted. All of us can yada yada. That would cause us to be there. And I know for me, I can definitely improve in this area as well. So tomorrow, when we do our fast, and we do our 3 days, we're going to make this the most serious fast we have ever done. So no food after tonight, all the way until Thursday morning. I mean, we're fasting Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, so Friday morning. So we'll do just water, and then see what the Lord does. He does miracles. These 3 days are a miracle. It's like we die on the first day and raise again on the third day. It is really amazing. So just get ready for God to rock your world this week for this thing. All right. So thy first father has sinned, and your teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore, I have profaned the prince of the sanctuary and have given Jacob to the curse and Israel to the reproaches. In other words, if they left their first love. And we know that the Lord warns about that in the book of Revelation about, you know, being very careful in the last days not to lose your first love. It's easy to do. So we do not want to lose our first love. All right. Well, that's my encouraging scripture. Now I'm going to read a little bit from Brock's book. Now, this book is called Heaven Awaits, Your Expression. And it's talking about Brock's experience with the Lord in prayer. And one day, Brock was in his living room in prayer, and the Lord took him to heaven and showed him around. So he wrote about the different aspects of heaven. I think he said this happened on like a 3-day prayer thing. But let me know, Carla, if the air conditioner is too much, the noise. Okay, this one's chapter 4 called The Father's Glory. But it all happened so fast. I was whipped up, and wow, he was strong. Boom, we were there. I couldn't hear myself think it was so loud. It was earthquaking, thundering loud. The angel had his hand on my shoulder, and I knew there was no way for me to even survive being in this spot if it wasn't for him. I couldn't see God anywhere, just light and streaks of light. I realized later that I was standing by lightning strikes. It was electricity in the purest form. I don't know how much electricity other than the basics, but this seems to be electricity shooting out everywhere. Creative lightning charging out everywhere. I didn't feel like I was by the person of the Father. I felt like in my abilities to know things in heaven, I sensed I was still miles from his throne. I feel like I was going to die here, and I was still miles away. Oh, my soul. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, how great is his love. I started to sing a spontaneous song. Could you imagine standing by Jesus and just wanting to sing a song? I see me doing that. I started to sing a spontaneous song. I sang, Holy is the Lord. Oh, I remember hearing Brock do that. I'm going to try not to cry. That is one of his favorite songs of intercession. And it goes like this. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Oh, I remember him singing that, holy, holy, holy. That's so amazing. I sang from my heart songs I have never heard. Wow. I wanted to burst with my body exploding everywhere. I literally felt it, my body exploding. It would be my best worship to the Lord. Remember Brock talking about it in the earlier in the book about the angel that brought the star down to him, and then the star was exploding in Jesus's presence. And then how when Jesus walked by, the trees and the flowers explode in ecstasy. Everything about them, see, that's what the name of his book is. See, this is what this book's about, is about God wants everything about your being to express itself to him. And that's what we're asking God for this morning out of Isaiah 53. God, use us for your glory. Change us and help us to explode in ecstasy in our expression of you. Okay, so let's go back over here. Okay, I was caught up in an ecstasy that had my mind in a completely new place. I wanted to be here forever. I was conscious of the moment of peace between each heartbeat. How? I don't know. But I was super aware of every particle within my body and soul. I was aware of every vibration. I was aware of the Father's energy talking into my being. It was as if he was singing and speaking to me, over me, because of me, about me, and for me. Wow. When Jesus, what he's saying is, when Jesus talks to you, it's not just to you, it's about you, it's for you, it's because of you. Wow. That is a revelation. Let me read that again. It was as if he was singing and speaking to me, over me, because of me, about me, and for me. Wow. That is amazing. I was instantly picturing myself holding my son and my daughter as infants and toddlers. We would sing a song to them as they would fall asleep. The love I felt for my kids as I held them and took in their features. That's a glimpse of how I felt the Lord was feeling over me right now. Aw. He was. He had no cause to have explanation. He is so supreme. He is so powerful that I just wanted to be flat on the floor. The floor was so crystal clear that I couldn't tell if I was on the sky or on the floor. Wow. Could you imagine? Oh, my world. It wasn't glass either. It was crystal-like. It had what seemed to be layers of crystal, some diamond, some transparent like gold, and some other gem-like material that was translucent and transparent. It was vibrating. I could not hear a hum, but I knew it had one. It was like giving off a specific frequency, some level of sound that was unheard of. Wow! Can y'all imagine our trees, how they sound to God? You know, think about it, because it says the trees of the field will clap their hands. You know, all of creation is probably singing to God, and we don't even know it. Because we don't have their frequency. We cannot hear them talking to. That is amazing. Wow. All right, so let me get back in the book. I tried to breathe in air while thinking this quickly, but I couldn't breathe. Well, maybe it was a frequency that God was pleased with, and the floor was praising him as well. All I knew is I can't breathe out of my mouth. I realized that there was not a struggle like we have on earth. On earth, my face would turn red and I would panic. But here, it's life. I was taking on meaning from this experience. There's no death in heaven. It's not possible to die in heaven. I was unable to breathe out of my mouth and lungs, but in his presence, I didn't need to operate the same way. In him, I breathe. Oh, my wonders. I don't have to breathe. Wow. That's probably why my heartbeat was so noticeable. Perhaps I didn't even need the beat of my heart within his presence. Wow, my God, my Father. It's all about him. Everything is to glorify him. Everything Jesus did and does is to glorify him. The Holy Spirit glorifies him. Acts 17:28. For in him we live and move and have our being. As certain also of your own poets have said, for we are also his offspring. Isn't this beautiful? Oh, I was unaware of the surroundings. I think I was only there for a couple of seconds. He has all these memories of a couple of seconds. And all this was permeating my being. Maybe I was there for hours. I have no idea. Suddenly, I'm held up quickly and held forcibly to stand as an unbearable explosion, implosion, fusion. Something supernova was brightly bursting before me. I saw all around me the unlimited brightness of colors, light and star fire. It was like the sun was pressed up against my being and I was forced to survive in terror, survive the terror. The atmosphere trembled. The air itself was having an earthquake. Wow. The lightning wasn't the earthly lightning. This lightning was flowing out from a mighty spiral of some sort from the sun. I couldn't even try to describe his eye to you. I will mess it up. I just know that it was the most powerful of sun stars. His eyes were everything of everything. Wow. It was unendurable for me. I wanted a way and yet stay there forever. I was yielding my spirit just to be with him forever. I thought I couldn't take any more. So that's his eye is the sun. He's saying it's like that. It's like a spiral explosion. Okay, I must give him my everything. I thought this was the only way to die. I didn't even feel as though I would die. But there's no words to describe the powerful urge to surrender all of my knowing to him. Everything that was a thought from the beginning of my life until now was laid before him. Oh, that's a scary thought, isn't it? Think about it. Every thought you have ever had is standing before God right now. I mean, that's what he was saying. You know, and I think about the scenario we're all facing with the end time beast. Isn't this what he wants? Doesn't he want to be that all seeing eye? I mean, you think about, you know, what he's doing with cameras everywhere and wanting to go inside the human through the V and wanting to, you know, go into the new frontier and, you know, explore all in there and, you know, the new Stargate and all that. That's what I feel like he's wanting. He's wanting to be the all-seeing eye. That's why everybody has to go in the metaverse because he wants to know it all. Me and Dennis were talking about this last night. Okay. So they're doing away with cash. You know, Trump is getting rid of the penny. Next is going to be the nickel. And can you believe it's Trump doing all this and how the church, it just goes right over their head? You know, that he's totally destroying cash and the economy and bringing in the beast right before their eyes. But anyway, we was talking about it, though, about what the world is going to be like after September. I mean, you know, he's saying that he's only going to stop the cash payments, you know, of Social Security where they can't mail people checks. And, you know, everything's going to have to be digital. But see, I see it bigger than that, though. You know, what is that going to do to people who don't have, there's a lot of people out there that don't even have checking accounts. I mean, they don't, there's people that, you know, have lost their credit or whatever, and they're not allowed to have a checking account because they didn't handle it right one time or something like that. You know, so they're not going to be able to get direct deposits and all that. So the only other choice I can think of is, you know, they'll give them a credit card. So they'll have to, you know, use their card for benefits or whatever. But the reason that is because like me and Dennis was talking about, okay, if me and Dennis was to take 500 cash and we was to go shopping to the groceries, you know, it is kind of nice because then the beast don't know everywhere you've been. You've had cash and you've been able to just buy here, shop here, you know, and you don't leave a trail because it's all natural. It's just cash. But when you do your credit cards, you know, now he knows, okay, she was at this store at this time, bought this, bought that, you know. And it has a record, has all this data just from your experience of shopping somewhere, what you bought, you know, what time you bought it, yada, yada, you know. And so now it has all these records, and it's records you can never get out of because it's all digital, you know. No more privacy. Let's talk about gas. You know, when we put gas in our car, we can travel wherever we want to, you know. Unless you're in a country that's listening to this, that you have, you know, travel restrictions. But in our country, and I don't think so in Canada either, we don't have travel restrictions. So, you know, gas, which is natural from the earth, gives us freedom. But when they do electric, it's not that way anymore. You know, the car is electric, which means it's alive. You know, it's going to be monitoring every place you go. It's kind of like you're riding in a GPS unit, you know, where gas, you're free to move around. It's getting away from everything natural and going into the eyes. That's the whole point of telling you this, is that is his way of having his eyes. Okay, let's go back to the book here. Are y'all enjoying this book? All right, let's see. Okay, here we go. I must give him my everything. I thought this was the only way to die. I didn't exactly feel as though I would die, but there's no words to describe the powerful urge to surrender all of my knowing to him. Everything that was a thought from the beginning of my life until now was laid before him. I was never so naked in my life. My thoughts felt as though they had no clothes. There was nothing to hide before the Creator. There was love. Isn't that something? Now, I want to stop right here. Let me mark where I'm stopping, because when I went to D.C. back in 2018, there was a woman that had a dream. And she was one of them that was going with me up there to pray over the Supreme Court and everything. And she had a dream that she was in church and she was naked. And she was trying everywhere to hide. She was trying to put clothes on herself to cover her. She said it was the most horrifying feeling to be exposed in front of the church, all naked and bare. And there was no relief to be found. The doors would not open. The clothes would not come off the rack. Nothing could hide her at that time. And then she said that the eyes of the people on her of shame and all of that other stuff. So we knew even back then, you know, that was back in 2018, that had to do with the exposure coming to the church soon, you know. And then when you read this about Brock, you know, being in front of God and everything about him is laid bare. All of his thoughts and everything. Let's just kind of go down this road a second. Okay, what if, because there is a show on Black Mirror that actually shows this, how the beast is going to do this. But it showed, like, say, Netflix. Okay, this show was called Joan is Awful. And what it did is it showed the world how she thinks. It exposed her thoughts. And what it did is it made a TV show, like a live, what do they call those reality show? Called Joan is Awful, and it would be her 24 hours ago. So, like, whatever she did that day was exposed to the world the next day, the way she thought, everything she did, and everything. And so she went to Netflix. You know, that wasn't the name of the company in there. It's called Streamberry. But she went to them and said, how can you expose my life publicly and do all this? You know, and they said, because the terms of agreement. She goes, nobody ever reads them terms of agreement. You know, like when you get an iPhone or whatever and you have to agree to the terms. Nobody ever reads them, she said. But he said that you gave us permission there to use your likeness. And that's what we're doing. So everybody in her circle got to see how she thought. I mean, could you imagine if your thoughts and your actions was laid bare in front of the world to see, like the way it is here? We got it would just be horrible. Okay. Let's see here. There was power. There was grace and mercy. There was justice. Judgment and mercy were eternally bursting out of his being. I cannot believe I was there. Was I still here? Heck, I don't even remember time anymore because I felt as though all of me was given. All of me passed on to him, and nothing was left for me to claim. Wow. Oh, the experience was overwhelming. I obviously did not die. I was still alive. The angel yanked me abruptly out of the exchange, and instantly I found myself collapsed before Jesus. Oh, I was relieved and in a state of holy shock. Being in awesome wonder of the mighty of our God, there are no words. I knew I was different. Here I was in expression overload. Wow! Wow, that is so phenomenal because what we've learned so far in this book about the expression is that God wants everything about us to express Him. Now, see, this is one thing I love, and I wish I had somewhere I could dance, you know, a bigger shed or something. Because when I dance before the Lord, it is like that. I feel like everything in my being is reacting to His love. You know, I'm very intimate with Him when I dance. They call it lyrical dancing, you know, where people will dance to worship music. But I just believe it's a gift. And I know Deborah's on here. She's a real professional dancer, you know, who does this. She's traveled all over the world. I mean, phenomenal woman. But I was a dancer since I was a little girl. Ballet, tap, jazz, acrobatics, gymnastics, you know. And, but when I dance, though, I feel like, that my arms are weapons. It's hard to explain, but I have felt that my legs were weapons. My arms are weapons in the spirit because it's the expression of His creation. It's hard to explain, but I feel like when I'm worshiping Him and I'm surrendering my members over to Him, that it's like, you know, as my arms are, you know, swinging about in my adoration, it's like I'm doing this to those devils, like I'm going, you know, with my hands, my legs, you know, it's a battle weapon. And, I remember one time I went to this, it was like a conference, and we was at some type of retreat, and we went out, one of our days is we went out to this open field. I could do this here on the farm. This would be, I ought to have a retreat here on the farm sometime, because I just posted in my letter last night that I wrote to you guys, I said, I just really want to thank you guys for being with me for these 3 years while we have built and worked ourselves to the bone, moving here, doing this, trying to get ready, you know, building this. Y'all have been with me through the thick and thin, but we're finished. This is where the beauty is about to be revealed, I believe, really. Because we finished the house, we finished these buildings, we finished the, you know, front of the front here. He's gonna, in other words, we're to the point now that we're doing the garden and we're seeding the grass. So this would really be a perfect time to do a farm conference. It would really be awesome because here's what they did, which I know we could do here. Another idea about doing here on the farm that'd be really cool. I would love to have worship bands because we have 12 acres. In the back of our property, we have the perfect place for bands to set up where we could do like a Bonnaroo. I'm not kidding. We could do like a Bonnaroo, and the only thing I'd have to do is finish the driveway so we could get vehicles back in there. I mean, in other words, we got the space. We would just have to finish the driveway. But anyway, and build a stage, you know, for the bands. But I would love to have bands come in. People could bring their tents. And do y'all remember those old Brush Arbor revivals? That's how I would so love that. Sit around the bonfire and preach. Just preach all night. Just preach. Sing. You know, just a good old-fashioned, that's what a Brush Arbor revival is. I'd like to bring it back myself. So we may be able to do one this year. Y'all, let me know what y'all think about it. But anyway, so this group we was at took us out to the open field and said, all right, we're going to play some worship music and we want you to just worship the Lord out here in nature. I thought, what a strange request. Yeah. Boy, was that liberating just to be out in the wide open like that and just lift my arms and just start dancing, you know. But that's what I would love back here. I would love to just have some worship music and just do a weekend long worship. Wouldn't y'all love that? And we could do it live, too, probably. Anyway, I'm dreaming, but I sure love to do it. Okay, so let's go back to the book here. All right, let's see. Okay. Here I was in expression overload. Transforming, birthing, and resurrection life. These are the words that came out of my word bank. I had a knowing. I would be only His for eternity. I was undone before Jesus. Lo, that's what I say. Whenever I get on my face before God, when I'm in intercession, I go face first, you know. And you know, get down there praying in tongues and just weeping before the Lord. That's what I call it too, going low. It's a pretty intimate place to be. I had emotion unknown to me freely living within my being. I'm not sure it was even an emotion. Who knows truly what was moving and sizzling within my newly renewed soul? It was more like spreading awareness of God in me. Not so much the awareness that He exists. This was more alive than that. I was enlightened with the realization that I was of God and from God. Oh, isn't that beautiful? I was not separate from Him. I was completely formed from every atom of my being in the complete and full likeness of the Almighty God. I'm going to turn off the recording because I want to tell all you guys something in private because I trust you guys. Hold on. Okay, so we're on page 58 of this book, Heaven Awaits Your Expression. Finally, I could just be at Jesus' feet. Oh, that's all I wanted. All of this was finally shattering everything I have ever known. There is not one Sunday school lesson, sermon preached, book read, worship service, or prayer meeting to ever prepare for this. I felt he shook everything in me out of me. I felt like I was just done, spent. I just laid there before Jesus, not a word, not a cry, not a whisper. Just the complete answer of my awareness of my heart still beating. It was still beating, or was it? Did hearts even beat in heaven? Did they even have to? I just knew that I still had my earthly mind operating some. It's a mystery to me. I was still alive. I was in shock, terror, and in holy awe. I was amazed. Really, the God the Father scared and excited me all at the same time. I can imagine that, can't you? Yeah, it is kind of like that. It's like, I'm scared of you, you know, but to me, it's like a holy fear, you know. I was never to see God the same again. May all of those who have ears to hear be hungry enough to pursue truly knowing God intimately, up close and personal. Oh, may you burn with a holy fire that has taken all my living to a dead surrender. Wow, I love the way Brock writes. May you experience what it is to be a living sacrifice, as Paul referred to in Romans 12. Aww. As the fire God came down from heaven's realm and consumed the oxen sacrificed on the altar of Elijah before all the prophets of Baal, may your soul be fully consumed before the mighty consuming presence of God Almighty. Everybody lift your hands. Say, in the name of Jesus, we do want to be consumed with your fire, Lord. We want to be on fire more than we have ever been in our lives. Consume us with your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Consume the Word of God until the Word of God consumes you. That's a good one, isn't it? 1 Kings 18:38-39. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood and the stones and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. Remember that story of the cross where God told me to nail all my sorrows and my sufferings to the cross? Remember that story? And then after I cried, the big pile of snotty tissues from weeping and repenting. And then at the end, God said, take off all those post-it notes, because I had that cross full of my sorrows and whinings. And he said, I want you to take your tears in those tissues, and I want you to take those post-it notes, your sorrows, over there to the driveway, and I want you to catch it on fire, and I'm going to consume it myself. So I was like, how's he going to do this? So I went and took all the snotty tissues, put them on the bottom. Put those post-it notes on the top, got a lighter, caught the post-it notes on fire, and thought I'd be slick, you know, because it would burn through the wetness. I went over there and sat down on the porch, and I watched it. It was just slowly burning. Next thing you know, a funnel cloud come out of heaven, and it come down, and it went like that and consumed the entire thing. There was not a piece of dust left. I mean, he took it all. And then the Lord spoke to me. He said, your repentance has brought you the nations from the north, south, east, and west. Wow. So now I'm hearing this from Brock about the consuming what happened here in 1 Kings chapter 18. It said, Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice, which means God accepted, that's what he said, your repentance has brought you the nations from the north, south, east, and west. The burnt sacrifice, the wood, the stones, the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. God consumed it. Remember I told you when I was at the river in 2013 when I, you know, first surrendered all, and the Lord said, I want you to write down everybody you've ever slept with. I was like, what? And I said, what if I can't remember? He said, just write them down. Because, you know, I'm thinking of my drunken nights. And so as I'm writing them down and I'm having to look at what I've done to my temple, to my God, to myself, to my kids, to my family, to the person, you know, because now I'm having to face my sin and what I've done. Well, then I began weeping and weeping because I began to be sorrowful for what I had done. You know, because this is what this real God does. He makes you face yourself. You have to see what you have done so that you can see the error of your ways and repent. You know, and so when I got finished, I held the list up to heaven and I said, Lord, I forgive everyone on this list and I forgive myself. I'm asking you, Lord, to please forgive me. And he told me, he said, I want you to crumble that up and throw it in that little river out there. Well, the river was just flowing really flat, you know, just a natural flow down. I threw that thing out in the water because he told me he was going to consume it himself, just like the scripture says. I threw it out in the water thinking it's just going to float down the river. But a little wave come up like a hand. It grabbed and wrapped over that piece of paper and took it straight down. And then I remember the story of Brock. When Brock was about 10 years old, and we had this big heavy tornado, thunderstorm like we had last night. And the wind was blowing, shaking. Now, we lived in a little mobile home. Well, it wasn't little. It was the biggest one they made. Then it was a triple wide. You know, we had 5 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2 living rooms, you know, an office. I mean, the sucker was huge, you know. So it was all shaking and everything. And, you know, the wind was blowing, hell was blowing. And Brock comes up to me and he goes, Mama, open the door. I need to give God this letter. I said, there's no way God's going to get that letter out. That rain will blow it right down. No, Mama, you got to open that door. I'm like, no, son, I'm telling you, because I was afraid he was going to blow the door off, you know. He said, Mama, please. And then I was like, okay, I could tell in the spirit it was something more than just a kid. I opened that door and the wind slung it open and Brock threw that note that I thought would just go straight down, but it didn't. God took that letter and it went straight up. I was like, wow. We was able to get that door shut. He said, I told you, Mom. He said, I told you. God wanted that letter. God took it too, didn't he? Okay, so anywho. All right, let's go to the next chapter. I mean, the next paragraph. I pray you will encounter him right now, today. Not someday, but right now. I pray his presence overwhelms you right now. His spirit yearns jealously over you and wants to accomplish his mission with you to glorify the Son and the Father. He wants to manifest himself to you and to others through you. Let him, yield and allow him to lead and guide you into the most holy walk with him. Please take the times to lift your hands, thank him, sing to him, bow to him, pray to him, and seek his face. Don't let this moment pass and not let the Spirit of God manifest the presence to you right now. Let's all lift our hands. Lord, we ask you this morning to manifest yourself. Manifest yourself to us, Lord. We want to know you more. We really do, Lord. We want to know your presence. We want to know your glory, Lord. We want all of ourself to express itself to you, Lord. All of us as a being, Lord. And I just pray, God, that you would fill us with your glory from the top of our head today to the soles of our feet. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's see if there's more here. Yep, this is the last page of the chapter. If you don't know him personally, then stop what you're doing and call on the name of Jesus and repent with all of your heart. Stop living your life for yourself. Die to all of your ways, all of your selfish desires, and decide once and for all that Jesus will be king of every area of your life. He must be the king, the Lord, and the supreme ruler of your life. There can be no other in your life but him. He cannot be number two. He cannot be behind anything or anyone in your life, including you. You must deny yourself and choose him to be before you in all of your ways. He must be your all. If you doubt that your life is completely surrendered to him, if there's any doubt at all, make it right. Right now, just make it right. He is God. He will judge you one day. You will stand before Jesus. The books will be opened, and the works of your life will be out in the open. If you have not made him number one and made Jesus the Lord of your life and changed your life to be obedient to him, then you will have a scary eternity, screaming constantly while your flesh burns off your bones over and over. And the one thing you will remember for all eternity is reading this book and knowing that you were given a chance. Isn't that something? Make it right. Do it now. Oh, don't read this book and see what awaits believers in eternity. And in the end, fail to walk through the veil. Oh, all you Bible college students. Look at this. Look what he just said. Don't read this book and see what awaits believers in eternity. And in the end, fail to walk through the veil and be in eternity with Jesus. Oh, I beg you to let Jesus make himself known to you. Isn't that beautiful? What we have learned in our tabernacle class, which we have class tonight. It's the first time since I have good internet for us to be able to do video where we can all be together. It's going to be really nice. But the one thing we've learned about the tabernacle that's pretty profound is that veil. See, the tabernacle was like a long oblong deal. And there was only one way to get in the tabernacle, and that was the curtain. The curtain represents Jesus in every way. He is the door now, see, to our heart. We are the temple. We are the tabernacle. Jesus says, and the pastor talked about this yesterday, Revelation 3:20, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens that door, I will come in and sup with him." See, he's that door. You have to come through the door of Jesus. Then you come in, and that's the only way to access the Father in the Holy of Holies is through the veil, which he tore when he died, which gave us access to God the Father. Isn't this just the most just the most amazing revelation of who Jesus is, you know. So that's all I have for you, and I'm going to open up the prayer lines. I've got a few minutes before my internet people get here, so I'm going to spend some time with you guys. But to all of you that are listening from all over the world, I just want to talk to you a minute. I was looking yesterday at my internet statistics, because it has a way that I can see what's going on. And see, you know, like what countries are looking at the website and whatnot. And I'm pretty much in awe of all the different countries that are listening. And so we just want to say hello this morning to China and to South Korea. And I can't remember all the names of the countries, but hello to all you guys. And, you know, we're your brothers and sisters over here in the United States. And, you know, we're all in the same battle. There's no country that is different than the other. The beast is the same everywhere. And it's just because you hear, like, the way I'm describing how they're dismantling our government piece by piece right now, it's the same way in your government. You know, this is not just an American thing. This is a global thing. Because of the end time scenario that's happening right now with the beast system taking over, you know. But to the real church, though, we have a job to do. No matter where you're at across the world, we all have a job to do. Because soon, really very soon, we're going to all be in heaven. And I pray we all are. And we're going to be thinking about how fast this time went from there to there. You know. And we want to be ready. This is why we gather together every morning, you know, because we are very serious about this that we're facing. And we want you guys to know this across the world, that there are people in the United States and Canada that have come together as a family. You know, we pray and we seek God about what he wants us to do. So we're all in this. Literally together. We're all family in the body of Christ, you know, in this hour right now. So we love you guys. Thank you for listening. If you could contact us somehow, I don't know if your country would allow you to email us, but we would love to have you email us and let us know what country you're in and everything. And you know, if you have any prayer requests that you would like for this group here to pray for as well, let us know. Because I did have a guy leave a message last night through the website who is asking us on our 3-day team. He has a prayer request that he is submitting for the team. So we have that coming in already. So we just want to tell you, brothers and sisters across the world, that we pray that God will give you peace and may his face shine upon you as well. And you do have brothers and sisters here that see what's going on. We all may be very small in number, but it's not about the numbers. It's about the Lord's will being done in the earth and us partnering with heaven so that our full expression, you know, can be manifested here. That's what we all want, you know, and we want God to use us in the most maximum way, you know, and we just don't want to float off in the night in fear. We don't want to be that bride. We don't want to be a scared bride that's hiding. This is not who God is. If that was the case, I mean, Daniel would have never done what he did or any of the rest of them. Amen. So we love you guys out there, and please contact us if you have any prayer requests or anything. I'm sure this team here would be happy to pray for you guys out there. Okay? So God bless you and have a great day.